2 years ago in 2012, a crack duo, one martial arts expert and surprisingly good mimic, the other a weapons specialist and professionally bearded, were sent to separate recording stations thousands of miles apart to do an 80s and 90s action commentary podcast for a crime they happily committed. Something James Spader told them about that involved an industrial drum of coconut butter hand lotion and a common household whisk. These men promptly created a passion-filled wave of action adoration that swept throughout the internet underground. Today, still wanted by Steven Seagal for making one too many jokes about his expanding gut and knitted hair, they survive as podcasters of fortune. If you love action, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you should be listening to Dr. Action and the Kick-Ass Kid commentaries. This podcast, people, explodes!
Hello and welcome to a random episode of Dr. Action and the Kick-Ass Kid commentary podcast. I am Dr. Action.
And I, dear boy, am an actor. And I am affected with actor's malady. Yes, here we are in the same room.
Same room, New York City, Lawman, Season 3, Episode
1.
1.
That's the excitement. The excitement of this episode is that apart from, instead of being 2,500 miles away, or wherever it is, or 3,000 miles away, whatever it is, we're about, what, 3 inches apart?
3 inches apart, recording Steven Seagal, Johnny.
The Lawman, Johnny. Yeah, so it's all very exciting. And you've been in New York how many days now, Doc?
I've been in since last Thursday, so what is it? It's 4 and a bit days.
Yeah, and it's been fun so far. We've enjoyed ourselves immensely.
It's been such fun.
I'm an actor, dear boy. I'm affected by the actor's malady.
Been thrown off the bus.
I have, making scissoring jokes at a couple of women.
And we saw the leading Chinese actor, Johnny Chon, a lookalike of Jackie Chan. All good fun.
And, well, the Doc, you came over tonight to watch a movie.
We watched a bit of Police Story.
Police Story, yeah.
Then we watched the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Not to be confused with the Guardians of Gahool.
No. that's the new film starring...
Wasn't the Guardians of Gahool, wasn't that by M. Night Shyamalan? Or was it... No, was it someone else? Who was it by?
That was by your favourite actor, Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder, that's it. I knew it wasn't M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah. It was Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Hack Snyder Hack and Snyder. The Guardians of Gahool. Yeah.
The owls who are in Central Park Zoo like a crocodile.
Is that what they were?
Yes.
You saw that movie?
No.
So, I'm eating mini eggs, the Doc isn't, and we thought, as he was over, and I had the first couple of episodes of Season 3 of Steven Seagal Lawman, we would watch it, see what they've changed, see what they've kept the same, and comment on it. So I don't know how this episode will turn out, but who gives a fuck?
It's an episode, we've not had a Doctor Action episode for a while, so let's...
Do you think we should film it as well?
We should probably film it as well, yeah.
Can we film it? Let's see if we can film it. Let's see if I can work this out, dear boy. Unfortunately, I have the actor's malady.
I have AIDS.
I have Matthew McConaughey AIDS. There it is.
There it is.
Right, there we go. All right. Okay. Yeah, need to move that over. This is all very technical. I wonder if this even works.
I don't know.
Let's have a look. Yeah, okay. and your computer will blow up now. Okay, so here we are, everybody. Hello. It's Dr. Action.
Kick-Ass Kid.
Yes. And we are here tonight at 1 a.m. on Wednesday... What date is it right now? It's February 19th. And we are going to be watching Season 3 of Steven Seagal's Lawman.
Lawman Johnny.
Lawman Johnny. Only Johnny's not in this one, so we have to find out who he's going to be now.
Is he killing?
No, he's in Arizona now.
Oh, it's not.
It's not. It's no longer in Jefferson Parish in New Orleans.
I see, it's in Arizona. They moved me because of I kept touching all the female officers' tits.
Yeah.
Calling them sugar tits because that's just the way I roll.
That's just the way he rolls. No, apparently, and this is true. Well, no, sorry. Allegedly, because this is rumoured, I should say, the reason why he moved from Jefferson Parish, New Orleans, he did so because it was when the whole sex trafficking alleged ring happened, and he had to leave his palatial Louisiana estate, and he had to leave Johnny behind and go to Arizona. Where he also owns a ranch in the middle of nowhere with no friends and his creepy Asian wife.
loads of skips full of women.
Yeah, so he had to give up on that. So he had to leave New Orleans and come all the way to Arizona with his old friend Joe Arpaio, who is the sheriff who has the posse, which is where he was... looking after the school. Do you remember, like, after the school shooting, he went into Arizona schools to show how fat middle-aged men could gun people down?
Yeah. The terrible thing is about guns, they kill people. That's why I want to put 15 in every school.
Yeah. No, he actually recently said, with his whole, like, tour about Russian security and talking about, like, the Kremlin and, Putin and all that, he actually said recently, he said, I don't understand it. We put armed guards on jewelry stores, put armed guards at banks. Why don't we have armed guards at schools? Why don't we protect the one thing that we dearly love, our children? And I'm just thinking, but there's not meant to be any issues at school other than kids are meant to go to school and get taught things.
First, 9:30, science. 10:00, maths. And at 10:30...
Sharpshooting.
Shooting people with automatic weapons. I've just ejaculated in my pants.
The way God intended. Yeah, so we're going to watch him in Arizona while eating mini eggs. This today's podcast is brought to you by Cadbury's Mini Eggs, only it's back to front because...
It's the way I am.
It's the... Let's move this over so we can see the doc better. Here we go.
You don't want to see me better.
There we do. We want to see me less, you more. So let's hit play and let's see what happens.
But it's good. This program documents the law enforcement activities at the
Maricopa County Sheriff's Office in Arizona. All suspects are presumed innocent until I come up behind them with a taser. There he is.
There he is.
He reckons they're full of dope. Actually, he thinks they're full of food.
What's the asparagus talking about?
These are full of asparagus, and I'm going to eat them. He's got a gun. He's just pointed at us. Look at him right there. He's in his military fucking...
He's not in Arizona. They sent him to Beirut.
Yeah. He's actually driving around Arizona with a SWAT van...
I've been a fat waddler in Arizona.
What? Can you tell me why he's in camouflage? Isn't he a policeman?
Yeah,
why on earth?
I wish they wouldn't put him in camouflage because I cannot make him out.
Yeah. Do you know what? He blends seamlessly into the background.
All I can see is a pair of yellow glasses walking.
That looks a bit like a cock.
Drug warriors.
What's good is hopefully I'll be able to put the image in the video. There's gun shells on the floor.
That's right. I've been shooting outside of school.
They need a much bigger microphone for this show because he speaks so quietly now. He brings his own yellow sunglasses.
Yeah.
He does it so accurately. He even says sheriff's office when it's a drill. It's an empty room, I don't understand.
She shot the guy in the head.
He just shot the guy for real. Look how large he is. It's ridiculous. You got any pies back here? In my opinion, we're more cutthroat than Hollywood. Yeah, because Hollywood's make-believe, you little weirdo. We actually run about with guns. Do you? Because that's your job as a policeman. See what other pearls of wisdom these fucking meatheads have got.
It's a good... I'll give him this about Seagal. He is a good shot. He has been shooting guns for 2,000 years. Yeah,
I've been shooting guns now for 500 years, Johnny. That's nice. Sun going down.
Yeah, beautiful.
When the sun goes down, it's my time.
Oh, I do love Arizona when the sun is going down.
There he is. He's still in his camouflage.
Sunglasses on in the darkness. Yeah.
I gotta wear yellow sunglasses. I got the glaucoma, Johnny. Wow.
Did you know I'm Italian?
What I like is they're doing subtitles for everyone but Seagal, and yet the only person I can't understand is Seagal. He's questioning someone else's eating habits because someone else ate garlic. Yeah. He's going, "That's disgusting. I ate a whole badger before I came on set." Challenging crime.
I'm eating now.
I keep M&M's in my pouch, Johnny. I just have it in here.
What's that, Stephen? I'm being intravenously fed M&M's.
I got a whole donut secreted in my jowls. Oh, wait a minute. The radio's telling us what's going to happen. There's a car speeding. Yeah. Oh, it's important crime. He's very reckless. He needs to get stopped. Not be stopped.
No.
Get stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yumma. Yumma, Sandy.
Yumma, 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 yumma.
That's what he mainly says, isn't it? Yummy. Yummy, yumma.
I like yummy because... Did he just go, "That car has drugs on it. If it's speeding, it has drugs." Let me guess, they pull him over. No drugs in the car.
Woman in the back.
Because he's always wrong. Yeah. He's... I'm just trying to get my wife to the hospital.
No, I just shot your wife.
I shot her in the tits. This is always what happens in Lawman. Seagal's always like, "I know there's a guy in there." Not a guy in there. "I can teach you to be a better shot." Guy passes his shooting exam by only one. He's always wrong about everything. I'm betting there's no drugs. And if there are drugs, Joe Arpaio personally planted them there. Because he can't be right, otherwise this isn't Lawman.
Okay, they got the ibuprofen. Oh, what's happened? Looks Tora.
Looks Tora. He really looks fucking dead. He looks all Tora. Like a blues song, Johnny.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. We sort of went past it and just nudged it, and it went off the side of the...
Why has he got a fucking automatic rifle with a scope?
They've pumped up the guns in this one. Is Arizona more of a...
Oh, yeah, you're kidding. Joe Arpaio, he thinks he's in the Old West. You see that there? It looks like a suitcase. It's not a suitcase, Johnny. It's got Brussels sprouts in it. It's my wife's picking up for our crazy Asian dinner we're going to have later.
That looks like it's full of Campbell's cream eggs.
Yeah, it's everywhere. You just shoved drugs up a tree.
It probably is everywhere because the car went off the side of the fucking freeway.
Yeah. This is set up, isn't it? No one... If you had, right, if you were coming across, because it's probably Mexico, coming across from Mexico with crates like this big of dope, you wouldn't be driving around. Like, you would just want to sneak past quietly. You don't like, got to speed up and swing around the place, do you?
You'd even do the 10 to 2.
Yeah.
I'm checking mirrors.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm using hands-free. Yeah. I'm not...
I'm on the Bluetooth.
Oh, Josh. One of the deputies is called Josh. We won't keep up with the names because we're learning a whole new team.
Can I call you Joshy? He just calls everybody Johnny still.
He does, yeah. He forgets he's out of state. Did he just say, "Well over $9?
There's definitely a dollar worth of it. I'm going to have to cap his ass for that.
Yeah. Marijuana is so irrelevant these days, it's only worth $9.
There's no gangs in Arizona, they've just made up gangs.
There is, however, massive amounts of police presence.
Mm. We don't so much look like police presence as military presence.
What's funny is they're all wearing bulletproof vests in this show.
Mm.
The suspect was taken to the hospital for treatment and survived. He was remanded in custody of federal immigration authorities and deported. I kept all the drugs and got real fucking high.
I love the weed, Johnny.
And then I got the munchies.
Yeah.
Which was worse than usual. I had to go down to a cattle ranch. I cleaned them all out. Then I went down to a place where they were allegedly doing cockfighting. And I ate every chicken.
The farmer walks out to his cattle. He's just like, just a guy's just sitting there.
Stoned out of his gourd. Oh, cigar just made a joke. Weird beardy guy. He's a detective. He's that guy looks like Clint Howard's ugly a friend. We just keep it here. I smoke it.
I smoke it to make sure it's real.
That's how I laughed on my hair. When you go, I just smoke it. See, I'm still smoking. I'm funny. Just being around is
he's wrapped up in Christmas paper.
Yeah. Can we keep this just so we can do our narcotic stings when we need to?
Yeah, narcotic stings. Yeah. Oh, he's opening up. Right, Cigar's well. Going to have a look.
Tomorrow we have a very, very important narco sting in this.
I just need to take this bit home for myself.
You smell it, it's very, very pungent, very, very high quality.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I find
it,
Steve.
We know it's weed. You didn't have to open it. You didn't have to pick it up. If it's being used as a narc sting, you've just wasted a whole fucking...
Wicked.
He's got to wrap it up again now. Yeah. He's got to go... Where's he going to find Christmas paper in July?
Yeah.
He's fucked.
Yeah.
He's fucked. Yeah.
You made yourself look like a dickhead, Steve.
Now I can't smoke that stuff. I was hoping I could smoke it. Oh, here he is. Yeah, he looks like a detective.
Yeah,
he?
I trust him.
What you got, brother? Look at that bulletproof vest. Covering his cock as well. He's got a special one. Hangs down below his gut and his cock. Look at that tash.
Don't they all just look like the picture? The picture of fit policemen. You know, they're just all super, you know, lean, mean.
Yeah.
Clint Howard looking for this.
Yes, sir,
yes, sir, we know what to do then. Nobody else can talk. I'm the only one who's allowed to talk. I'm a sheriff, but not really. But don't tell people I'm not really a sheriff. He's not even, like, the joke is, he's not even a real sheriff.
He's doing ride-alongs.
Yeah. He can barely
he's got a water pistol, really.
This is an undercover drug sting. Yeah, so we're going to put, yeah. We're going to put like eight guys.
Two RVs, black, with four guys in military.
One of them is Steven Seagal.
One of them is Steven Seagal with Sheriff written across his
back. I think I'd see this coming. This guy is definitely going to see him coming. I got to tase that one.
He's like, man, it's 5-0, 5-0, and Steven Seagal.
Ready on the move. I just saw a Taco Bell.
I see a drive-thru.
Wow. The police were just robbed on television. Well done. Excellent. That's good, isn't it? That's good policing.
We'll go down to Arizona tomorrow and we'll go in there. Steal some dope from the policeman. It sounds easy.
Yeah. He pointed a gun at us. Although we're policemen, we just went, all right, take the fucking dope.
I have a wife and child.
I am an actor.
I have... Joe, take my dope. It helps with my AIDS.
So let me guess, only Steven Seagal is able to stop.
Of course.
Why do I think that Joe Arpaio just gave Steven Seagal Arizona to play around in?
Joe Arpaio's not in this, though, is he?
No, I don't think so. But he's the guy behind letting Seagal do this, because they're all buddies. These guys couldn't organise a fucking nun kicking in a nunnery. These guys look like they had difficulty tying up their shoes, and yet somehow they held up the police. It's a white pickup truck. They're going to be coming from South
Dakota. Yeah, that's South Dakota.
Wait a minute. They're coming this way. Tell me again how North and South works. I don't understand it.
It's south.
Wait a minute, is it this west? Way or that way? Are they coming from heaven, Johnny? It's a Dodge. Chase every Dodge truck in Arizona. Yeah. Go on. Look at him. He's had one cake too many.
Must be very light.
He's like, they just found it. I'm turning the lights on. I gotta do something.
Just a minute. Let me just stick my head out the window and go, Nina.
Gotta do something. Johnny used to let me do so many things in the car. Why wouldn't you let me do things?
I'm playing Angry Birds. That's all I'm doing.
Look at the way he's holding his gun. When we got there, everyone else had done our work for us. We got out of the car. I had difficulty breathing. I said some bullshit and then I went on my way. That's the way we do it in Arizona.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, where's this body armor they were talking about? Seagal still got his on. Are you sure they weren't robbed by themselves? Because they're wearing body armor. The victims are, the criminals
it's
are.
It's like the beginning of a Steven Seagal film.
It is. These guys ain't talking. You haven't even tried.
Do some flappy hands, Steven.
Yeah, do flappy hands on him.
McDonald's.
I mean, Arizona just looks like a hotbed of beauty and
yeah.
Look at this. I see some shrub. I see some desert. I see a cactus. This is exactly what it looks like. Arizona is one of the dullest states.
There?
Oh, it's miserable. And I mean, Nevada's as miserable, if not more so. They got wheelie bins, Johnny. Watch it. There could be any of these criminals in the wheelie bins.
They've all got automatic weapons. Shoot them all.
Yeah.
Place,
yeah.
And then make it to another house, which is.
Is that what they do? Do they have two houses?
Mm.
Is that the truth?
You learn that in Arizona police school.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. That sometimes criminals can afford not just one house but two houses,
yeah.
And they just move the drugs from one to the other. It must be bin day, Johnny.
Isn't that it? If they've got Dodge Chargers, I think that's.
The car has a big load of drugs in it.
I can tell because I got cigar vision. We haven't had cigar vision yet. When's that happening? We've got Seagal pouting. I don't know that I wanted to see that. There it is!
Yeah,
there it is! Seagal sees it! Yes, cigar vision. Look at that right there. We zoomed into his brain and again, twice.
Look
at that.
The same car.
I see everything in slow motion.
That's from the Wheaties.
Succotate purple. What they should have is they should have
really funny.
They should have like Seagal radio in his head.
Yeah.
So that when it goes to Seagal vision, it just goes, when the truth is found to be a lie. Like Jefferson Airplane comes on.
He turns around to the guy who's driving, he's just got a huge afro. I'm freaking out.
Everyone's in plaid. Just going.
He's in the mystery machine.
Yeah. Ringo Starr comes past. Go, don't worry, Stephen. It's fine. Peace and love, Stephen. Peace and love.
You're merely tripping out.
Yeah. He even looks like he's tripping out. He's got a bit of drool coming down his chin. That's why he wears the Arab rag around his neck to catch the.
Oh.
I hear that. Yeah, so you looking with cigar vision at the van didn't help at all, did it? No.
It amounted to...
Oh, they pulled out the SWAT van because there's one guy. The other guy they pulled over, he had a tiny little handgun, didn't look like he could hurt a fly. Everyone in Arizona
shot him in
anyway.
Both his legs.
No evidence at all. This guy, who's even more clueless than the other guy, they're going to go in with a SWAT van. Does every single episode of this end with them going in with a SWAT tank?
Yeah, meanwhile, over on the other side of Arizona,
15 people have died.
There's a bank robbery.
Yeah.
Like in heat. There's no police presence, but the guy's going, give me a SWAT team. We got a skinny white boy with a spliff.
We got one white guy in an apartment, lots of drugs, probably asleep. Get me a SWAT tank.
Probably not even a drug dealer.
Here it comes. They've even made the SWAT van a sheriff.
Yeah. It's like Thomas the Tank Engine.
What I like in this episode, though, or in this series, is that there are some people who don't want to be a part of it and have had their faces blurred out.
Would you want to be a part of it?
Yeah, of course I would.
I'd
love to be a part. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I would ride along with Seagal if you... Yeah, it would. You wouldn't have to give me any money. I would just do it for free.
We and you would be in that game. Yeah. Do Seagal vision. have a toke on that.
Wow. I'm adjusting the temperature here. The air conditioning in the car. Arizona can get quite hard at times.
Got the meat sweat.
I love it. Deputy Michael Mike Puente. He doesn't call... You don't call Michael Mike. You're shitting me. That's some crazy fucking... Yeah. Who thought of that?
If it was Mike Stanley.
if it was Mike the Gums Puente, that would be something else.
Or Zach it.
Get these kids out of here. He just leans out and shoots. He just leans out, kneecaps the kids. That's it, the kids can't walk anywhere now.
They're on the ground.
Why are there so many people walking around with out of focus heads, Johnny? Am I on the weed again? It's really pungent.
You just know there is going to be one little dweeb in there.
Yeah, just one guy, and they pulled up with a fucking tank. Look how hard these cops are. Look at them all with their fucking Kevlar vests.
Have they got sniper?
Sniper rifle, SWAT team. He's going to have some drugs. You're shitting me. We're with the sheriff's office. Every single one of you has got sheriff's office written on you.
It looks more like an Arizona militia come to the front door.
I think the suspect's asleep. How many are there with fucking guns? Are you shitting me with this?
Sounds like he's trying to get through loads of wind chimes to get to the front door.
This guy has a gun. You have 500 guns. This guy has a gun. I have a nuclear warhead, Johnny. I'm willing to go in with a bazooka and a nuclear warhead.
I got a tank aiming right at your dick.
He's got a dog.
He's not even there. He's just walking around the corner with milk.
Shoot the dick. he goes... Oh shit. He runs back the other way. With your hands clearly visible, he's like, sorry, I was.
We are not going to go away.
Deploy a flash bomb.
Listen, we're going to give him 10 more minutes.
They deploy the flash bomb. He's like, I would have come to the front door, but I couldn't see where I was going. Look at this guy. He was asleep.
Hello. I'm telling you. Take your shirt off, you pervs.
Are they kidding me with this? Come on.
Take your pants off.
And you want to tell me there's not a war on drugs? Look on this.
Dance around a little for me.
Yeah, well, that was worth it. If you lived in Arizona, wouldn't you be like, my tax dollars go towards this fucking circus?
I bet it's nothing like it. Steven Seagal stands up, he's like, we need a tank.
I need dogs. All clear. The there was one stoned dude in that apartment.
They could have probably just walked through the door.
Yeah.
And it's not even that guy.
What's crazy is though, so we had it in the kids' room. All of them in those vests couldn't have just walked in through his door and picked it up. Two suspects
earlier. Yeah, I could tell. You got dry, Matt.
It's been a long, busy day. Could someone else help me push this?
Nah, he's got to be the one pushing the drugs.
Yeah, he's wheeling it off to his Asian wife. You put this in the stew, darling. It tastes really nice.
Put this on eBay.
Sprinkle some of this over the old Chinese noodles you're going to make us tonight.
Put this on eBay under Steven's special stuff. 7 years. Got 7 years.
Well, that was worth it then, wasn't it? It is good you got these drugs off the street. Otherwise, someone might be buying some crisps later. It's good that we got marijuana off the streets, because otherwise there'd be a lot of hungry teenagers at 2 a.m.
You know what they're like, very violent people.
Well, there we go. That was one episode of Steven Seagal Lawman, season 3. Do you want to go on to episode two?
It's time.
The time is 1:31 a.m. No?
No, probably best I should get back, really.
All right, dude, no worries. But there we go. That is our... We got a video episode, an audio episode out of that. Yeah, Steven Seagal season three. What were your thoughts? Let's do a quick recap.
It's just probably the
ridiculous,
greatest,
isn't it?
It's the greatest lawman ever. Mm. The title alone, lawman, doesn't suggest how great a lawman he is.
Yeah. He actually literally did nothing in that episode at all.
No.
He was late for the first bust, and in the second bust, he was backed up by 500 SWAT people, a bazooka, and a fucking sharpshooter for one fat stoner.
They'd have been videoing it.
Take his shirt off. Why? Why is he taking his shirt off?
During all of that, you didn't see him once. You didn't see him once. He was sort of focusing on the people. If you'd have just quickly scanned round, you'd have just seen Steven Seagal in the truck just eating a bag of chips. It's getting quite tense.
He's got two fingers inside a pork pie. He's just... I mean,
if you find any drugs in there, I'm going to wheel them out.
I mean, I don't know what to make of that first episode at all. I really don't. I mean, I honestly don't know what to make of it. That was fucking bizarre.
But strangely great.
But, sorry?
But strangely great.
Oh, no, it's always great. But what I'm saying is, like, whether you're for marijuana or against marijuana, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, it was three fucking, like, numbskull people, right? They chased a little bit and arrested, but they used all that force, they used all those guns, they used a fucking SWAT tank. I mean...
How much would that have cost?
Oh, thousands, at least.
Absolutely thousands. You got
thousands and
all
thousands.
All the policemen there.
That's why they had to take the drugs at the end, so they could sell it to make the money back to pay for the raid they just went on. That's exactly what just happened.
You just know that something far more tragic. I mean... Drugs are illegal, fine. Marijuana, I mean...
If it was heroin or something, I would... Even for heroin, if it was three guys, you don't need 15 SWAT team
but
guys.
For marijuana, it's even worse. What people in Arizona can't eat that many bounties?
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to run out.
All those people with cancer and glaucoma and all those things that could be helped by that weed.
Yeah, just makes the pain a bit more bearable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't want anyone to be able to see. I want them all to suffer like I do with the glaucoma journey.
Does it really hurt you? Good. This would probably help.
Yeah. But only I'm allowed to do it.
So, yeah, it was a good episode.
It was a great episode. It was full of hypocrisy, bombastic nonsense, stupidity. We didn't get to learn anybody... character particularly we didn't know.
It's as though he doesn't want us to know anybody in it because he knows that after this season he'll be gone again next to probably like Alaska or
no this was the last season he's not filming anymore.
Oh.
this was meant to be put out by A&E. He got embroiled in the alleged sex trafficking.
Yeah, alleged. We always have to keep saying alleged.
I think the only sex trafficking he's done is that he's clearly hiding a young girl up his top.
Hold on, we're going to the shaft. That's what he always holds that because he's sort of she keeps slipping down. He goes, whoop, dig.
And then he deposits her in like some apartment downtown, picks another one up, and takes her back. So no, he got embroiled in the alleged sex trafficking, and then they got sued by the farmer when they drove the tanker. Like clearly, judging by the first episode, the entire of Steven Seagal Lawman season three is just when in doubt, wheel in a tank.
I think it should be called Lawman Overkill.
Overkill, yeah.
It's just.
Do you know what it also lacked this episode? It lacked in the other seasons. Where as well as the is that your phone?
It's down there complete.
Oh, okay. When in between the case of the week, they also have him like training them with knives, or training the dogs, or training the guns, or doing some.
He usually sort of helps the community or helps another policeman out with you.
Yeah,
you gotta get through your phone.
When he had like the magic. Seagal Balm when they all got sick. he was like, I'm going to rub some of my special stuff on their back. And then none of them got better. No. He was like, I think he's too ill. I'm going to take them to a Chinese herbalist. And then he was all like, eat worms, go and eat some worms. They were like, I don't think that's going to work. Eat some worms.
Put some of this in your tea. I got this from Arizona. That'll make
you feel better. He just takes it all back. He ships all the drugs back to Louisiana, where he gives it to his, like, blues guitarist.
It's definitely missing Johnny.
Yeah.
Definitely
missing. Not only that, but don't you think, if he's been touring the world with a blues band, which he has, are you telling me no one in that band smokes pot?
Not when he's around.
but he
must smoke a
bit of it. He's got to. Come on, look at him. If anyone's had the munchies, it's Seagal.
Yeah. Yeah. I like a leather bison burger after hour.
Yeah, I like a bison. Chase the dragon. I make a bison. I find a bison, I catch it. I put it between two buns. By buns, I mean my ass. Yeah. That's incredible. I don't even know what I just witnessed. No. I think that was ridiculous.
No.
Imagine if you lived on that cul-de-sac. It looked like a perfectly pleasant cul-de-sac.
If I lived in Arizona, I'd be like...
SWAT team rolling down. You think, are you here to catch fat Billy?
I bet he sells weed. I bet he's really pleasant when he sells weed. Yeah. I bet he's like...
Yeah, he's just like, you want, I'm asleep. He was asleep. I'm telling you, he's asleep. Yeah. The flashbang woke him up. Yeah. I'm telling you that.
Fuck. Steven Seagal's going, he's making trouble. He's sitting in the van, eating chips, right? They're all going, did you hear when this is a... We're not going to go away.
Yeah.
As though they were going to go, I'll give you 10 minutes and then we're fucking going. You're not only wasting your own time, you're wasting ours as well.
Yeah, look, in 10 minutes, the snooker's going to be on.
Yeah.
Not snooker, because they're...
big breaks on. Yeah, rerun big breaks, from BBC. Rerun, yeah. Bloody love Jim Davidson.
Yeah, Top Gear's on in a minute. We've got to go home.
Yeah, and Steven Seagal's just in the truck eating chips going,
he's got
a fire on.
They found one single handgun.
Yeah.
Probably something that everyone on that estate owns.
It's probably a lighter.
Yeah, probably.
Rolls a spliff. Puts it in mad, he is. Ironic.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that was great. What a stupid bunch of assholes. Okay, so that was me, the Kick-Ass Kid, and...
Doctor Action.
Yeah, and we're signing off now. But that was our first ever video episode, and that was a combined audio podcast, which you'll be able to download from TalkShoe, iTunes, and all those other places.
Thank you for your continued support.
And you can buy this T-shirt, Everyone Should Have a Friend Like Karate Pete, from www.cafepress.com/aftermoviediner. And you can buy this mouse pad from www.cafepress.com/aftermoviediner. So if you want that mouse pad or this T-shirt, then...
Buy it.
Motherfuckers.
There are men. And then there are second unit podcast men. The podcast you've just been listening to is part of the Second Unit Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at 2upn.blogspot.com or on Facebook under the Second Unit Podcast Network. Our fantastic list of shows include Drunk on VHS, We Came from the Basement, No Budget Nightmares, The After Movie Diner, Dr. Action and the Kick-Ass Kid, and Bloodbaths and Boomsticks. Take one podcast into the shower. Don't be a blithering idiot, Alan. We can give you the multiple podcast cleansing system all in one place your hair deserves. Our programming is available across all platforms, from iTunes to Podomatic, TalkShoe to Stitcher, so you have absolutely no excuse. Listen today, and a free naked person of your choice will be shipped from Thailand to your door in a matter of weeks. The Second Unit Podcast Network, bringing you the action and leaving the boring stuff to the other guys. Bloody hell, who does a girl have to blow around here to get a decent beverage?